So let's see. Yesterday we were learning the Gemara of Tolem Taliyah, the Din of Taliyah. On the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, we said that's the last simen in Yerudei Chelek Aleph, in the Kuf Yud Aleph. Shtei Kupa, Sach Shalchulin, with name Shtei Soim, or Shtei Kederis, Shtei Meducha, it's fine. So we said it can't be a regular din, it can't be straight the din of Sofik the Rabbanah. We say we're makled by Taliyah only if it's a din the Rabbanah. There's no din of Taliyah on their eyes. That's Beferish in the Gemara. In Shulchan Aruch like that. So why not? Because it's a Sofik the Raisa Luchomer. So we said it can't be a regular din, a plain din of Sofik the Rabbanah Lakula, because you have an Ikva Yisur. I know for sure that there's some truma fell in, either fell into here, fell into this kedera, that kedera. So when that, if you have a tarubas of chad b'chad, the shach and simen kuf tes quotes a machloikas. Some rishonim takas say tarubas of chad b'chad on anisa the rabbanon is mutter sofik the rabbanon lekula. You can eat either one or the other. You can't eat both. Your vada eating this, you can eat either one or the other. And we don't really hold like that, because whenever you have a sofik that's a nikva yisura. Well, we learned Daf Yud, so we spoke a lot about that. The Rambam writes in the end of Periktes and Ilchus Tumas Meis that Sofik Deraisa Luchumer itself is only a din derabbanan. The present chief rabbi printed a whole Dvar Torah a couple of years ago that he's Asfardi. The Rishon Lezion, Rabbi Yosef, is Asfardi. So they follow the Rambam. And the Rambam and they hold that Sofik the Rabban, Sofik the Raisa Luchum is only with the Rabban. So therefore they're very lenient on all the dinim. So whenever there's any shaila, it's a Sofik the Raisa Lukulam the Raisa. So you don't have to worry so much. Everything is a machlokes, and therefore it's a Sofik the Raisa Luchum is only with the Rabban. It's not Luchum Natur. So I thought it was a little humorous. Okay. That's why his policy is always to be Megal. Okay. There's a kasha that somebody put, the Kes Mishnah quotes, that some kiss for Yata Tachigirsa, and our editions of the Rambam, then the Periktes and Luchas Tumas Meis, they put it in brackets in the Rambam. But the Pashtus says that it's not really by the Rambam. Because the Rambam writes, Sofik the Raisa Luchum is only with the Rabbanon, by Shabbos, and by Arayas, and by Macholos Hasuras, by everything. So what they added on in the text of the Rambam was Akasha and the Teretz. How can the Rambam maintain an opinion that Sofek, the Reis, El Chumr is only with the Rabbanon? There's an institution of Hashem Toloi. Hashem Toloi means if a person is Mesupik, if a person knows Bevada that he violated Anisa Koris B'Shege Kosher, Zona Koris Yigosa Chatos, Yechai V'Chatos. That's if you know Bevada. Ahoda Lav Chatos HaShachot Oleh. If he has Idias Achet, then he has to bring Achatos. And if he's mesupik, if he did the Avera, then he needs a kapara. He's not allowed to do the Avera. He needs a kapara. He has to bring an Hashem Tolik. Whenever it's a Dovish or Zdono Kares, and he violated it at B'shoigeg, then he brings a Chatas. And if his mesupik could be violated it, then he brings an Hashem Tolik. Why does he have to bring an Hashem Tolik? Sveka deraisa lechumer is only with the Rabbanim, and Atar is mutter. So he didn't do anything wrong on the level of the Raisa. He can't bring a Karp. Achatas and Hashem has not bought an Edim and Dovah. So you can't say Hashem Toli is only with the Rabbanon. It's a Pasuk in the Chumash. How can you have an Hashem Toli if Sofik the Raisa Luchum is only with the Rabbanon? So they put in the Rambam, somebody wrote this on the margins, and then they put it in the Rambam, that the Rambam is masking by Yisuri Koris, that Sofik the Raisa Luchum is with the Raisa. But the Rambam says Beferish by Arayas and by Shabbos. So the Kes Mishneh says, Arayas maybe goes on Grusha Lekoin. Grusha Lekoin. That's not called Arayas. Arayas is a technical term that means Issa Kores. How can you say Arayas goes on? And Shabbos is a Kores. So you say Shabbos goes on Tchumen. Come on. Shabbos, normal Shabbos, goes on the Melachas. Doesn't go on Tchumen. Tchumen, there's no Kores. So the Pashtus is that the Rambam's opinion seems to be that even by Issa Kores also, you say Sofik deraisa lekula mideraisa. It's only lechomer miderabon. What do you do with Hashem Toloi? So all the Achrayim say the Prima Godin quotes the earlier Achrayim who say, no, by Hashem Toloi we pask on Laloch. It's only if you have chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. If it's an ikva yisura, I know for sure that there is an iser floating around over here. Not that I'm not sure what it is. I ate something, I'm not sure what it is. No, I know for sure there's an ikveis. I know for sure there's a piece of chela floating around. I just don't know if I was the lucky winner. Did I eat the chela or did one of the goyim or did some other Jew eat the chela? But if it's not ikve yisur, then you're not chayav b'shem tov. So that's the answer. When you have a suffix that's an ikve yisur, like a tarubis of chad b'chad. Tarubis of chad b'chad, that's ikve yisur. So that's a suffix shelo nitan mahachro. You can't just say suffix deraisa lekulam deraisa. So on the level of the Rabbanan that you say suffix derabbanan lekula, also if you have a tarubis chad b'chad, it's an ikve yisur. You can't say suffix derabbanan lekula. So that's why over here, by Shtei Kupis and Shtei Soyim and Shtei Kedavis and Shtei Meduchas, the whole story over here. You can't say simply Sofik Darabon Lekula. I know for sure that there's some Truma. I don't know whether the Truma fell in Tehira or Tehira, and I want to eat this one. Maybe the Truma fell in Tehira, so that's an Ikra Yisur. So if you can't say Sveik Darabon Lekula, so why do you say Toilim? So I said over from the Shailas Dabi, from Dabal Karlina, that it's based on Chazokin. So yesterday, we were bothered with the kasha. How can it be based on chazaka? If it's based on chazaka, even if it's an isa deraisa, it should also say, this all along was kosher, and this was chulin, and this was truma. Now I don't know whether the truma, the little bit of truma fell into this one, and now they're both truma, the truma fell into that one. So yishtel of chazaka. So the stam of the answer is pashut. The stam of the answer is, let's say I had five pounds of potatoes of truma, let's say. 5 pounds of potatoes of truma. I had five pounds of flour, of truma flour. And then I have 1 pound of one additional pound of 5 pounds of truma flour, or 5 pounds of chulin flour. And then I have now, I just ground up more tvua. So I made more truma flour and more chulin flour. So then I poured some of the new flour into this sack, some of the new flour into this sack. Now I don't remember whether I threw the truma into this one or into that one. So you can't say, Ishtel of Chazor. Originally I had 5 pounds, now I have 6 pounds. So I don't know which are the original five and which is the added 6 pound. The 6 pound that was added for sure doesn't have a chazor. The cheskas chulin is only on the original 5 that were there. The 6th one that was added has no chazok. I don't know what it is. So it's vaiter nikva yisura. So it's again, it really shouldn't say sveka derabon lekula. It shouldn't qualify for sveka derabon lekula because ikva yisura. And you can't really say, strictly speaking, it's not really a becheskas heter. Becheskas heter, when the yishtal of chazoka, let's say, someone asked me the shaila just yesterday. Somebody died, so they went to visit the person an hour before the shkia, he was still alive. Then they found him the next morning, he was dead. So they don't know when he died. So they want to know, when is the day of the yartzeit? The first day or the second day? When you don't know whether he died before the shkia, so the first day is the yartzeit or the second day is the yartzeit. So the poskim quote from the Mishnayos and Taras, that if you don't, we know the person is dead, but we don't know when he died. So that's also chazaka. Chazaka means if you don't know whether the situation changed, you assume it didn't change. And if you know that it changed, you don't know when it changed, so you postpone the change to as late as possible. So since he was alive for the last 55 years, and he just died now, so we assume that he died as late as possible. We found him dead in the morning, and he didn't just die now. Let's say his face is already blue, whatever, so he's dead a couple of hours. But you have no right to assume that he died before the shkia. You assume that he died at a later time.
What if they can ascertain? They can test?
Yeah, if you can ascertain, then you ascertain. Yeah, if you have medical ways, if you have scientific ways of ascertaining when he died, yeah, you can tell. You can tell. Then you rely on that. See, there's a different shaila. What if a person dies in Bein HaShemashes? Rabbi Soloveitchik died on Chol HaMoed Pesach Bein HaShemashes. He died in Bein HaShemashes. So several of the classical poskim write the same thing. If you don't know whether the person died before the Shkia or after a Laila, so then you extend his life to as late as possible. and you assume that he died on the second day, and the Yahrzeit is on the second day. What if you know exactly when he died? He died Bein Hashmashin. Bein Hashmashin is Safik Yom Safik Laila. So what is going to help to say Yishtalef Chazakeh, and therefore he died later? We know exactly when he died, and that moment when he died, that's a Safik Yom Safik Laila. So Chazakeh doesn't really apply over there. Rabbi Kivege has such a Gilyan Hashas on Erevin. Rabbi Kivege has such a Kasha on a Gemara, then he has no Teretz. Rabbi Kivege raises that issue. If something happened, let's say you made an Erevei Truman, made an Erevei Truman, and the Erevei Truman was eaten up, or was eaten up by the dogs, or was destroyed, whatever, Bein Hashmashes. So it doesn't help to say Yishtalef Chazakeh, and you assume that it happened later. And as long as the Erevei Truman was present, Bein Hashmashes, so you kind of shvis over there. I know exactly when the Erevei Truman was eaten up. It was eaten up Bein Hashmashes. So Rebbe Kivege Tainis, that Chazakeh shouldn't help. So some of the later Poskin picked that up. Dayan Grosnas used to be a Dayan in London for many years. So he has a tshuva in his Sefer Lev Aryeh. He learned by Baruch Ver, he learned by the Chofetz Chaim and Radin. He was friendly with all of the rabbeim that I had here in the yeshiva. They all learned in Europe at the same time in the yeshivas. So he has that taina in his tshuva about several of the classical poskim, right? Like that. If I'm not mistaken, the children of Rabbi Soloveitchik observed the yahrzeit on two different days. The son observes the yahrzeit on one day, and the two daughters observe the yahrzeit on the other day. Okay? So, ikva yisur. So it's Bein Hashmashes. A Sofik, whether Bein Hashmashes is Yom HaLayla, so it's a Sofik, which day to observe the Yahrzeit. Yeah. So getting back over here, when you have the Shtei Kederes, on the level of the Raisa, you can't really say Yishtalef Chazakeh, that this sack was always Chulin, so I assume that it's still Chulin. See, there you have one person, and I know he was alive before the Shkia. I know he's dead now in the morning. I just don't know when he died. So you assume the change occurred as late as possible. Or you assume that it changed. If you don't know whether it changed or not, you assume it didn't change. But over here, I assume that the chulin didn't change. But I only had 5 pounds of flour. Now I have a 6 pound of flour. So the 6 pound of flour, there never was any chazaka one way or the other. I know that I made one extra pound of truma flour, one extra pound of chulin flour, and I threw the extra pound, one extra pound into this sack, one extra pound into this sack. So it's 1 out of 6, let's say. 1 out of 6. So that's with the Rabbanon, we treat it as if a yishtaling of chazakeh, but on the level of the Raisa, strictly speaking, can't really say yishtal of chazakeh. I think that's probably the answer. It's a make-believe. We're makel. It's an extension, a big extension of the din of Safik Darabon Lekula. It can't be directly Safik Darabon Lekula because it's Ikva Yisur. But we consider it as if it's based on Chazak. Okay, that was old business. What else did we have? Old business. Yeah, this whole Gemara was discussing you have a Pasuk, let's say Mishras. So does Mishras tell me Tam Ki Iker, or does it tell me Hetem and Staf Lisa? So we were discussing Tafasta Merubalo, Tafasta, Tafasta Mua, Tafasta. You don't say it's Tam Ki the biggest Chiddush. Hetem and Staf Lisa is a bigger Chiddush. Tam Ki Iker is an easier thing. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva holds that from the Pasuk of Gulike Midron, you can already establish for Kolatar Kula the Din of Tam Ki Iker. So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Pasuk of Mishras is Miyutar. I don't need it to teach me Tam Ki Iker. So I say it tells me the Din of Hetem and Staf Lisa. So why not learn Hetem and Staf Lisa to Kolatar Kula? So Mar says, no. Rabbi Akiva holds that the Shneksim Abon Kecher Emelamna, because it says Bivsara, Achetivla Bivsara. So you have two psukim where you say Hetem and Staf Lisa. Fine. But according to the Chachamim, he can't learn out from Giuli Klein Vidyam because it's a Chiddush, because even if it's still Ben Yom, the Epshad Alepog Mopurta is still going to be nice in Tamagam, so it's a Chiddush. Mechiddush Lei Avina. So therefore we say that Mishras teaches us the din of Tam Ki Iker and Kolatar Kula. So that's what Tosis says. The little Tosis on Mem He Amar Aleph, Bishmaitin Mashma, the reading of the Sugya on Mem He, on Mem Dalet on the Bay, seems to indicate that Tam Ki Iker Deraisa You have to be nazir. The labas machtehi. The midir akiva. The amal lokya het mesar from yisur. The nazir nishma lerabbanan. Just like Rabbi Kiva holds that the drush of Shara Pita B'yayin is a real drush of deraisa to teach me the din of Hetim and Star Lisa. You get Malkus, it's a din deraisa. So in Asmachta, you only get Malkus Mardis, you don't get Malkus. Hetim and Star Lisa, you get Malkus. So the Rabbanan also, who used Mishras to teach me the din of Tam Kiikar and Kala Tarkul, is a din deraisa. So Tosis ends off a question that there's a Gemara in Kala Basa where it sounds like it's a Machlokes Abai V'Rava. Abai says, from the whole institution of Basa B'cholav, you can establish the din of Tam Kiik, and Rabbi disagrees. So it sounds like Rabbi holds a Tam Kiik alav deraisa. That's where Rashi got his shita from. Whenever there's machlekes abai v'rabba, the Gemara says, in the later generation, they voted, and the majority, the consensus always was like Rabbi, except for the six cases of Yalkigam. So Rabbi disagrees with Abai. Abai was proving from Basa B'cholav, the whole institution of Basa B'cholav, Tam Kiik deraisa. Rabbi says, no, Tam Kiik alav deraisa. And same thing in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says sometimes you do get Malkus, sometimes you don't get Malkus on Tam Kiik. So that's Visham Furish. Okay, that's what Tosis says. That Rashi over here, there's a long Rashi, Amem Hei Amad Aleph. So Rashi writes, before you get to the wide lines, the last three narrow lines in Rashi before the wide lines. So the Gemara said that the Gemara was trying to ascertain whom does the Mishnah go like here? Mem Gimel Amad Aleph, when we started the Gemara. Because the Mishnah, the beginning of Eilu Ivrin, tells you two chidushim, tells you Taruvas Chametz is Aser, and it says also Chametz Nuksha is Aser. So the first opinion of the Gemara, the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir, that Rav Meir holds that Chametz Nuksha is an Isa Deraisa. And Chametz Nuksha is Deraisa, so it's a Kabachaimer that Taruvas Chametz, where it should have been Bapu, is also Deraisa. And the second opinion was done. The Mishnah goes like Rav Loza, the Tanner Rav Loza holds Taruvas Chametz is an Isa Deraisa, and from Taruvas Chametz it's Kabachaimer for Nuksha. Well, how is it a Kabachaimer from one to the other? The Amoraim had a Machlekes, which way is it a Kabachaimer? Because that's what we explain when we learn the Gemara. They're both two forms of Miktsas. Of miktsas chametz. One is miktsas in the sense that it should have been bottled berov, it's only betaruvus, it's not the end. And one is a miktsas chimutz. The chimutz process didn't complete. It was only the tchilas chimutz. It's a seor as opposed to sidur. So that's a shaila. Which form of miktsas chimutz is more chomer? The miktsas chimutz that's the end, but it's only a tchilas chimutz process? Or no? Or the tarubis, because it's real dachametz dag and gomer. That's mocham. So that was machlekes and svar. Which is mocham? Okay. So Rashi has a comment over here. The last three lines before the very wide lines on them. Hey, Amad Aleph. The rabbanon the pligya later ablaza because the chabavli alma leis lehu tam kiikar deraisa. Ablaza holds that tarubis chametz is balav, but there's no kuris, and the chachamim disagree and hold it's not balav. So what kind of taruvas chametz are we talking about over here? We're talking about taruvas chametz mid b'mina or mid m'sheina mina. If it's mid m'sheina mina, then it's going to be nice and tam. If it's mid mina, it's not going to be nice and tam. So Rashi understood, like Taisus, the whole stuk is going on mid m'sheina mina. So Rashi writes, Rabbanan the pligalei de Rabbanan b'kutach ha-bavli, and they hold that taruvas chametz is only nisa de Rabbanan, it's not a nisa de Rashi. What happened to the din of tam kiikar? So Rashi answers, al maleis lo tam kiikar de Rashi. They don't believe in Tam Kiikar Deraisa. What do they do with all the psukim? So Rashi knocks down all the psukim. That pasuk goes on Hetem and Star V'Leisir, and that pasuk goes, that's Kula Chiddush, Rashi. So that's what the Balamor asked the same question. How come the Gemara is ignoring the whole din of Tam Kiikar? So he says, Rashi says we're ignoring Tam Kiikar because we hold Tam Kiikar Lab Deraisa. The Balamor said we're ignoring Tam Kiikar. Tam Kiikar only applies when I eat the Michael, and I can taste the flavor of the original ingredient that was put in. But if the original ingredient blends in with the other ingredients and it has a third flavor, you can't really taste the original tam of the original ingredient. It blends in to give a third tam, so that's not tam kiikar deraisa. So So that's what the Balamor answers. We don't pass on like that Balamor. We pass on the other day that Tam Kik, it was the Raisa, even if it doesn't taste like the original Treif ingredient, even if it blended in with the other things, they have a different flavor. So we don't hold like that Balamor, but that's what the Balamor was working on, the same question. How come the whole sugya is the whole Gemara was discussing the machlokes of lezen nachacham, whether tarub is chametz is deraisa derabanan? What happened to the din of tam ki ikar? So he says we're talking a case where tam ki ikar doesn't apply on the level of deraisa. But then we mentioned that the Makevis and Mishnah points out on the Rambam that the Rambam says the Rambam paskins tarub is chametz is an isa deraisa, but there's no kares. So the Ramban asks, how can it not be Kores? We paskan tam kikar is there. I said, of course there's Kores. So he said, the Vilna, go on in a beer, I go on Hilchas Pesach. He should have written in Yerodea somewhere. He doesn't write in Yerodea. He writes on Hilchas Pesach. He writes, the Rambam's opinion is that tam kikar is there. I said, but if you have tam kikar on Chelev, there won't be Kores on that either. If you have tam kikar on Dam, there won't be Kores on that either. The Vilna Gaon writes, the Rambam's opinion is that this lav on Taruah's Chametz is the lav for Tam Ki Iker, and it's only a lav, and there's no curse. That's how we answer the Ramban. The Ramban asked on the Ram, how can it be that the Rambam Paskin's Taruah's Chametz is a lav, and there's no curse? If it's nice and tam, there should be curse. Say the nice and tam should be bottle. So the Vilna Gaon says, no, it is nice and tam, and that's exactly the mocker of Tam Ki Iker. And you like it because of this love. And this love is not restricted only to Chametz Bepesa. This love is Mikanat Adon L'chola Tarakula. All Macholas Asuras, there's a din of Tam Kikar. And if you have Tam Kikar of an Issa Chorus, there won't be Chorus on that. There's a Chiddush in the Vilna Gaon. So the Makevis and Mishnah, who was a few generations before the Vilna Gaon, doesn't agree. He says, no, the Rambam never said he's talking, Tarub is Chametz, the Rambam never said he's talking about Mim Mishen Aminu. He's talking Mim Bimino. The chametz got mixed in with non-chametz stuff. And you can't taste it. So it really should be bottled bereif. So this is a chiddush. This din of taruvas chametz is a chiddush, that chametz b'pesach is b'mashu on the level of the rice, in a certain sense, it's b'mashu. Midirabbanan, they made it that it's b'mashu, even if you don't have kazayis d'achilos pras. On the level of the rice, it's only b'mashu, even though it's bottled, it should have been bottled, chad betray. The Kozman that is still Kazayis Tocha De'achilos Pras, it'll be an Issa De'raisa. Usually the Rambam quotes Kazayis Tocha De'achilos Pras Amim She'ein Aminoi, and it's nice and tam, and it's a din of tam ki ikir De'raisa. So then you'll only get Malkus if you eat a whole Pras. So you eat a Kazayis Tocha De'achilos Pras. And here the Rambam writes the din of Kazayis Tocha De'achilos Pras Amim Aminoi. That's what the Makevis HaMishnah says. Okay. Complicated Gemara. Then Tosis points out here the Tosis Memhei Mar Aleph, the third Tosis from the top. Tosis points out that the sugya Nazir has a slightly different presentation. Okay, there are a lot of different shitas here. The same topic and with a different presentation of which pasuk teaches a which. Okay. The next Mishnah is going to talk about Bal Yiroi Bal Yimotzei and a little bit of Chometz. So the opening Mishnah in Maseches Beitzah quotes three disagreements between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, all in Hilchas Yontif, which have the unique feature that the Beis Shammai is the Mekel and the Beis Hillel is the Matme. Usually, the Mishnayos mention in Adias that most of the time when you have a machlekes, Bisham and Bisilo, Bishamah is Lachumra and Bishilil is Lakulam. And these are three cases, the Mishnah puts all three together in Hilchas, in Yoni Yontif. One is Beitzah Shenolda B'Yontif, and one is what's the shear for Bal Yiroi Bal Yimotzei for Chometz. And the third one is if a person has to do Kisei Adam on Yontif. When you Shecht Chai B'Yof, you have to do Kisei Adam. But if you Shecht the Behemah, there's no need for Kisei Adam. There's no Kisei Adam. Only Chaya or Of. So what if a person didn't prepare in advance? He's not allowed to grind up. When you do Kisei Adam, you have to have granulated. Chisor be'ofer. You have to have ground up of. You can't take a blotch of earth and do Kisei Adam. But to grind up the earth on Yontif is a malach of tochen. It's a tochen is not only applicable to food, to when you grind up the grain and you make flour. If you grind up the blotch of earth and you make a sand out of it, granulated sand, that's also tchina. So maybe you have to do the tchina kalachayad, so shayla mukta, so the machlekes, b'shalom misil. What do you do if you shech the chay v'yof on yontov? What do you do for the purposes of kisi adam? Okay. So that's why the Mishnah puts all three together. The three cases in Yoni Yontov, where the Beishamai ala hokel and the Beisila ala hachna. Somebody called me up the other day. He told me, he's a university student, I think, somewhere in Pennsylvania. So he tells me that the Gemara in Masechah Shabbos says originally there were only three disputes between Shammai and Hillel. And he says from the three disputes, Hillel is the machmer on two of them and Shammai is the mekel. So how did that happen in the later generations that it came out that the Beis Shammai were always machmer and everything, and Beis Hillel were always mekel? If in the original three disputes that the two founders of the two yeshivas had, the Hillel was the machmer on two out of the three. Shammai was the mekel. So how did everything switch in later generations? He's trying to work on that. Okay. I don't even know if there's an issue. I'm not sure if there's an issue. Okay. So the opening Mishnah in Beitza has a machlekes. One of the three cases is, what is the shear, how big of a piece of chametz you have to have in order to violate by matzah? So Beis Hillel say, that's how we paskin, that both chametz and se'or, the shear is kazais. What is chametz? What is se'or? So chametz is bread, spaghetti, cake, cookies. We know what chametz is. If you have one of the chameshes mine dogen and sitting with water, and it sits long enough till this chemical process occurs, the two chemical processes. Sometimes it's sirchon, and sometimes it's chimutz. So if you mix it with meperis, then it's a different chemical reaction. If you mix it with water, then it's chimutz. So if you have the chimutz process occur, and it's roi lachila, that's chametz. What is seor? So seor means you mix flour with water and you let it sit for hours and hours and it rises, and then so if you're going to bake everything, when you bake it, so you kill all of the microorganisms, the microscopic organisms that are not visible to the naked eye that cause it to rise. So if you're going to bake everything, so you're going to kill all the organisms. So next week when you want to bake challahs for Shabbos, you're going to have to mix the flour with the water and again wait there forever. 10 hours till it's going to rise. So instead of doing that, you save a little bit of the dough. From this week, let's say the balabasta makes the challahs every week on Thursday, so she's going to bake 95% of the dough she's going to bake for challahs for Shabbat, and then 5% she's going to keep up until next week. What's going to happen to that 5% of the dough? So the microorganisms are invisible. They're going to come into the floating in the air. And so they came into the dough, and they're going to eat up more dough, and they're going to multiply. Eat up more dough, and going to multiply till there's going to be, they're only going to be microorganisms. There isn't going to be any dough left. So when it comes next week, when she wants to mix the flour with the water, she'll throw in this seor that she has, the yeast that she has from last week, the yeast of these invisible organisms, the microorganisms. She'll throw it in, and then it's going to hasten the process. It won't take 10 hours. It'll only take 3 hours. That's what we do. You buy yeast in the store, so you can either buy a packet of yeast that just has a microorganism in it, or you can buy a bar of yeast that's a piece of dough that the microorganisms ate it up, and they multiplied it. They have millions and billions and billions of microorganisms. So the Beis Shammai are of the opinion that seor, because it's roi lachametz yisus acheres, is more chomer than chametz. So the Shammai say, in order to violate by matzah and seor, they think the shiur is kazayis. But in order to violate by matzah and chametz, you have to have davke kikoy zebes. You have to have a bigger amount. And they still say, no, zebes zebe kazayis. The shiur for by matzah is the same, both by chametz and seor. So we, most of the time in the Ismachlik is Bisham Misil, we pass like this Hillel. In the later generations, they voted, and the consensus always was like this Hillel. Taisus in the beginning of Sukkah, Dab Gimel Amin Aleph, quotes from the Siddur of Amram Gan that there were 6 cases where the tradition has it, the consensus was that there were 6 cases where we do pass like Bisham, but this is not one of the 6 cases. So we pass like this Hillel, that the shear for Bal Yirai by Matze, both by Chometz and by Sa'or, is Kazayis. So the Nerev Yehuda has a sefer on Brachas and Beitza and on Psochim that's called Slach Tzion and Nefesh Chaya. I don't remember, it was named after his wife or his mother. I think it was named after his mother. His mother's name is Chaya. So he wrote the Tzlachs on the opening Mishnah, opening Daf and Beitza. He raises the question, what is the significance, what's the relevance of the Machlokes B'Sham and B'Sil? How much Chometz do you have to have with the Shir for Bayuas Kazayis and Kosebes? What's an Afkamina? There's no Malkus anyway. Chatzi Shir Asman Atar anyway. So whatever the Shir is, a Chatzi Shir is also going to be Asa. And in order to get Malkus, it's a Lav Shem B'Maisa. So you don't get Malkus anyway. Unless the Rambam writes, whenever you violate Bayuas by Matz, it's usually a Lav Shem B'Maisa. Unless Hech Metzisa, that's Kana Chometz B'Tesa. If you bought the chametz, then you made bal yirai by matzah into a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. So if you were machmir tzisa, you mixed the flour with the water on yantif on chol hamoed. So you did bikumi asay that you violated. Okay, so it could be that's the machlokes b'sham b'sil. Does the person violate bal yirai by matzah with a kazayas, or does he have to have a kosevus agasa and afkamina? Would he give him malchus in the case of hech mitzisa, kana chametz b'pesa? Yeah, but that's a rare case. Usually, by Rabbi Matzah means I leave the chametz from before Pesach. So that's what the Tzlach asks. What's the relevance of this machlekes? Usually, ruba de ruba of the case, there's no malchus of by Rabbi Matzah. So the Tzlach has a suggestion that the Gemara in the last parak in Yuma, and the Gemara presents this machlekes on the first daf in the last parak in Yuma. Machlekes abyechan reish lokish, but the chat tishir osman atar, it's only osman de rabbanon. So we paskan like Rabbi Yochanan. Whenever there's a machlek, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, they voted, and the consensus was like Rabbi Yochanan, except for three cases. That's the Gemara Yevamos and Daf Lamed Vav. There are three cases where the consensus was like Reish Lakish, and all the other cases, it turns out, it's not that they voted, we're going to always follow Rabbi Yochanan. On each issue, the Pashto says, on each issue they voted, and it turned out that in the Ruba of the cases, the din was like Rabbi Yochanan. In only three cases, the Rav of the Chachamim, who came in the later generations, agreed with Rashi. The same thing, Abai v'Rav. He always passed like Rav, except for Yalkigam. Does mean that they voted and they decided Rav is going to pass like Rav. Why should always pass like Rav? He's always going to pass like the Ksos. He's always going to pass like the Nisim. Why? No one person has all the truth. Sometimes the Shach is right, sometimes the Taz is right, sometimes the Ksos is right, sometimes the Nisim is right. No one has all the correct answers. So the Pashto says that means that they voted on every issue that Abai v'Rav had a machlekes on, and then they put everything all together after the vote. It turns out that Ruba the Ruba of the cases, the majority agreed with Rav, except for six cases, so that's why they wrote it. Then it was like Rav, except for Yalkiva. Doesn't mean that they voted like Rav. They voted on each case individually. It turned out like that. So the Tzlach has the following suggestion. He says, the Gemara says there on the first daf and the last parak in Yuma, what is the logic for Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that you say, Chatzi Shiras Manatar? So the Gemara says, Chozi Litzta Rufe. If a person eats a kazayas of trefa food, so he eats a little bit now, a little bit, doesn't swallow the whole kazayas at one moment, he's eating a ham sandwich, it takes him a while till he swallows a kazayas of ham. When he finishes eating the kazayis of ham, it's all took the achilas pras, all the ham, the kazayis of the ham. So it's igloi milsa the mafreya that the aver began from the beginning of the eating of the first half of kazayis. If he eats another half of kazayis, took the achilas pras of the first half of kazayis, it comes out that at the time that he ate the first half of kazayis, he didn't know if he was gonna like the ham. He didn't know if he was going to finish eating the whole kazayas. But after he finishes eating it, the whole kazayas, and everything was swallowed, took the achilas pas, it's a glory, Muslim Afreya, there it began from the very beginning. So that's called chozi litzarufin. So the tzlach says, what if a person has a little bit of chametz? He buys in the store, let's say. We gave the example. He buys in the store, or he mixes flour with water, and he makes a little bit of chametz, but less than a kazayas. Let's say the shear is kazayas, less than a kazayas. So less than a kazayas, it's only a chatzi shir. But then he's going to mix flour with water again. He's going to have another half a kazayas. So after he has another half a kazayas, now he has a kazayas in his possession, in his ownership. So would you say it's a gloy, lusulam afreya, that from the beginning of the first half of Kazayas, that's going to lead up to the second. There's no idea of Tokeh De'Achilas Pras. By eating, there's a concept that it's Seer of Tokeh De'Achilas Pras. After he finishes swallowing the full Kazayas of the ham, it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya that it was from the very beginning of the first half of Kazayas, that was the beginning of the whole Aveira. But over here, Babal Yerah, by Matzah, if he mixes flour with water less than a Kazayas, there's no Aveira. When he'll mix another little bit of flour and water and make it into chametz, he'll have a Kazayas. But it doesn't turn out that Igloy Muslim Afreya from the very beginning. That Igloy Muslim Afreya, that's only by Achila, because they say, if you eat Tokeh De'Achilas Pras, Achila began from the beginning, and it was completed when he ate the second bit. So that's the tzlach, as that famous chiddush. He wants to say the chatzi shir asman haTorah shouldn't apply to chametz b'Pesach. Shouldn't apply to ba'irah. Should only apply to Yisra Achilas chametz, but shouldn't apply to ba'irah ba'imatzah. So that's the machlokes b'sham and b'silol. What is the shir for chametz? By Sa'or, they both agree the Shir is Kazayas, because Sa'or is Mohammed. Why Sa'or Mohammed? Because Sa'or is Roy Lachametz Yisachir. Sa'or is the raw dough that you didn't bake. Once you bake the dough, so the heat in the oven kills all the microorganisms. If you want to make challahs tomorrow for Shabbos, it's not going to help. You're going to take a piece of challah from last week, take a matzah challah, and put it into the dough. There are no microorganisms there. It's like just leaving the challah, like leaving the dough out in the air, and the microorganisms will come in from the air. That'll take hours and hours and hours and hours. If you put in yeast, then it'll take only 3 hours. Then it'll take a short amount of time. But if you put in a baked piece of challah, a baked cookie, that's not Roy Lachametz Yisus Achilles. So there's chametz and there's sor. This din, that Roy Lachametz Yisus Achilles, the Gemara mentions it over here, is so. Anybody know what Crisco is? Years ago, Crisco used to be treif. And then, now they make it under Hashgav. Now it's kosher. So let's say when it used to be treif or Crisco, it used to be an ingredient that they put in when you're baking bread, let's say. So if you take a tub of Crisco and take a spoonful, which Meshuganim wants to eat Crisco? I would say it's not Roy L'Achila Sodom. So what's the din if you have treifa? I started off with chazashmalz, but then I treated it in such a way that now it's a big container, a big tub full of Crisco. Now it's Nifsan L'Achila Sodom. So we learned that from the Pasuk, that's what Tosis quoted. Here. You had the bottom Tosis on Mem Dalet on the days, where Rabbanan, so Tosis quotes Maseches Avodah Zarah, between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir, and we paskin against. Usually, we paskin against Rabbi Meir. Usually, Rabbi Meir loses. So we paskin like Rabbi Shimon that the pasuk says Lo sechu kol nevelah v'gerush amishachet nara v'chol amachol anochri. Rabbi Shimon darshan from the pasuk nevelah sheniwui lager ain't a kruy nevelah. Even though it started off as chazah shmaltz, once he made it into Crisco, so I should say it's not Roy L'Achila Sodom. No person would want to eat it. So what do you need a hashgacha on the Crisco for? It should be kosher without. Nifsam achilas adam should be kosher. So we said there's a machloek is the Rosh and the Ramban. What if you, let's say you had nevela meat, I bought meat in the A&P, I left it out of the refrigerator for a month, and it's awful. It's nifsam achilas. And the person goes ahead and he eats it, has a whole steak, and he eats the whole steak. It's nifsam achilas, he's going to get a W. So on the level of the rice, it's muta. Is there an isa de rabban? So we said that's a machlok, is the Ramban and the Rosh. Ramban holds that it's muta even in the Rabban. And the Rosh disagrees. And in Yeridei, a second chelik Yeridei. The first chelik Yeridei, they don't discuss it. I don't know why. Second chelik Yeridei, they say, we paskin like the Rosh, that there is an isa de rabban. What's isa de rabban? Achshadei. If you sit and you eat this nevelish anyway, like, yeah, you demonstrate that as far as you are concerned, you personally are concerned, it is Roy L'Achila. So the whole heter and the chumash of the ain a ruy lager, ain a kuein avela doesn't apply. I'm eating it myself. So it's not a din on the level of the rice. It depends on Roy Bnei Adam. Roy Bnei Adam wouldn't eat this steak that was out of the refrigerator for a month. It's spoiled and you're going to get a bellyache. But Midirabbanan, the Rosh says that it's us. It's a whole, the whole Krisko was only also Midirabbanan. There was no Issa Deraisa on the Krisko. So Rav Chaim Moizer has a tshuva in Achiezer, where he writes that this Chiddush that it says in the Chumash, the Gemara in the first Perek in Beitza quotes a Tosefta in Beitza that says that that Seor is not Roy Lachila. Seor is not Roy Lachila. And nonetheless, the Torah says that it's Asa. If it's not Roy Lachila, so it should be Nevela, Shein, Roy Lager, Rein, Kuri, Nevela. If you mixed flour with water and you baked 95% of the flour, made into challah, and 5% you say from this Thursday to next Thursday, so by the time it comes next Thursday, the microorganisms keep on eating up more and more of the flour and then of the dough, and then they keep on reproducing. So by the time it's going to come next Thursday, all you have are microorganisms. They reproduce, there are millions, billions of them. There's no more dough left. So it should really be, the whole thing is nifsam achilam. The whole thing should be nifsam achilam sodam. So why should there be an iser by yura by motze on seor? Why should there be an iser achila on seor with an iser chorus? There's an oinish of chorus. If it's nifsam achilam sodam, it should be muta. So the answer in the Gemara says, despite the fact that in nifsam achilam, since it's roi lachametz isis acheros, whenever something is this machila, it doesn't have a shame oichel. But if this is omit to serve as an ingredient in a food, they sell this in the stores. They sell yeast in the store. They sell a packet of yeast, the particles, the tiny little white particles, and they sell a bar of yeast, like a bar of butter, like a bar of margarine. So they sell a bar of yeast in the store. So they sell it in the store. So even though it's not roi lachila sodom, but it's omit to be used as an ingredient in the food. So Rav Chaim Moizer said that chiddush that learned out from the parsha of Seor in the Chumash, that despite the fact that it's nifsam achilas adam, but since it's roi lachametz isis acheros, it retains the shem achal, it's omit to serve as an ingredient, is not only a chiddush in Hilchas Pesach, it applies in Kol HaTorah Kula. So that's why the Krisko is treif min HaTorah. How does he know? How does he know that it applies in Kol HaTorah? Maybe it's only a din of chometz. So he brings a raya. The Gemara talks about, I think we had the Gemara. I think we discussed it already. The Gemara talked about Zeb Zagorim. So the Gemara gives an example of Zeb Zagorim. You have Seor Shel Truma. How big a piece of yeast, how big of a bar of yeast do you need? So it depends how much flour you're mixing with water today. If you're baking a lot of challahs, if you're expecting a lot of guests on Shabbos, you got to bake a lot of challahs, so you have to have a larger piece of raw yeast that wasn't baked yet. So let's say I have sor shel chulin v'shel truma, and I threw a little bit of sor shel chulin and a little bit of sor shel truma. And the people who are going to eat the challahs are not kohan. So that's a question. The Seor Shel Chulin wasn't enough to make the Chalas rise this week. I needed both the Seor Shel Truma and the Seor Shel Chulin. So that's considered a case of a Zeb Zagur. So Rav Chaim Moizer says, but Seor is not Roy Lachilo, so why don't you say that the Issa Truma goes off? So you see from the Mishnah that discusses this topic of Zeb Zagur and by Seor Shel Chulin and Shel Truma. Shenaf L'Tach Issa, Eim L'Zek De L'Hachmetz, Eim L'Zek De L'Hachmetz, and it's Tafish Neim L'Chimtzu, you see that the Seor Shel Truma is an Issa. The Pashto says that it's an Issa Deraisa. So that's what Chaim Moizer writes in his Truma. So Achiezer, this is learned out from the Pasuk that it says by Pesach, that Seor is also, despite the fact that the Tosefta and the first Perek and Beitza, the Gemara in the first Perek and Beitza quotes the Tosefta and Beitza, if Seor is Nifsal Me'achilos Adam, but since it's Roi Lachametz Issas Acheros, it retains the Shem Eichel, it's omit to serve as an ingredient in a food. So that retains the Shem Eichel. So it's a din of Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Shaila is, in Kol HaTorah Kula, the din is like Reb Shimon. What Tosfos quoted, the bottom Tosfos on Mem Dalem, the din is like Reb Shimon, and I would absorb that by some of Zayin on the base, that Nevela Sheni Roi Lager is Mutter. Nifsam Me'achilo Sodom. By Chometz B'Pesach, the Gemara says, Gemara on Mem Hei on the base, the Gemara about the 13 lines from the bottom, 14 lines from the bottom. I don't know. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, there's an asterisk there. Tanaban Hapashi Ipsha, I have leftover bread. The nipsala meilechalo, the makelab yachalo yachalo. So it says that there's a din about your rod by your matzah. You're not allowed to eat it on Pesach. Even though it's nipsal me'achilos Adam, until the point that nipsal me'achilos HaKelev. Why? In Kol HaTarakuli, you don't need nipsal me'achilos HaKelev. All you need is nipsal me'achilos Adam. So how come all of a sudden by Pesach it depends on nipsal me'achilos HaKelev? What does it mean HaPas? Pas means the bread was baked. Well, the bread was not baked. Usually, I always thought pas means that the bread was baked. But there's a ravid, the very first ravid on the Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Matzah. The ravid says that the word pas sometimes means it was supposed to be made into bread, but it was never baked, and it's still roy lechametz isis acheres. So the ravid presents his opinion. He says like this. In the first Mishnah in Beitzah, we said there are three machloikas in between Misham and Besilel, and what they have in common is they're all about Yontif. And in the three cases, it's Beishamai Lahokan and Besilel Lahachmer. So one of the cases is Bal Yirah Bai Motzeh and Chometz. Bal Yirah Bai Motzeh and Seor, they both agree that Yeshiva is Chazayas. But maybe Chometz is Kal, Kol Seor is Way Lachametz is Acheres. Maybe Chometz is Kal. So maybe you need more. So Bisham say, in order to violate by Yerub, by Matzah, by Chometz, you have to have Kosevis. Kosevis is bigger than a Kazayis. And Misil say, no. Zev is Eshom. They're both the same. Chometz and Sor are both the same. You violate by Yerub, by Matzah, with a Kazayis of either Chometz or Sor. So the Rabbit says, the Gemara only made an equation between Chometz and Sor with respect to the Shiur for by Yerub, by Matzah, for the Shiurim. But the Dinim are not identical. My nafkamina, so he says, a nafkamina for nipsal me'achila. So the Ravid understood in that Tosefta that's quoted from in the first parak in Beitzah, quoted from Tosefta in Beitzah, that story was nipsal me'achila. The Ravid, the very first Ravid on the Rambam in Hilchas Chametz and Matzah, the Ravid understood that the seor, the leftover yeast from last week that you didn't bake, is not only nipsal me'achila sodom. Nipsal me'achilas hakelev also. Nipsal me'achilas hakelev also. And it retains the shem eichel because it's roi lachametz isis acheres, because it's going to serve as an ingredient. The balabasta saved it for next week in order to mix it in with next week's challah. She's going to mix flour with water. She wants it to rise quickly. So she's going to put this in as an ingredient. And then when she's going to finish making that dough, she's going to only bake 95% of that. She's going to leave over 5% of that for the next week. So even though at the end of the week, the Ravid claims that it's nifsal, not only me'achilos adam, nifsal me'achilos hakelev, the fact that it's roi lachametz isis acheres causes it to retain the shem eichel. So he says the only time this Gemara says that chametz b'pesach is not sufficient with nifsal me'achilos adam, you have to have nifsal me'achilos hakelev. That's when it says Hapasha Ipsho, it got spoiled. Nipsala Melechalod, however, Akelev Yochel Yochlo, it's still Roy Lachilus Akelev. So then, it's relevant for Tumas Erechlam, we'll have to talk about that. It's relevant for Chametz B'Pesach. So the only time that you need Roy Lachilus Akelev to be Osir, and it's only Mutab, Nipsala Lachilus Akelev, that's going to be by Chametz, which is not Roy Lachametz Isis Acheres. But if it's Saor, and it's Roy Lachametz Isis Acheres, even if it's Nipsala Lachilus Akelev, it still retains the shame of. So this is quite a chiddush. This is quite a chiddush. What is the mocker for this? How did the Gemara know that there's such a din? Is it a din that Raisa, a din that Rabbanim? That in Kol HaTarkula we hold like Reb Shimon, that the Velish anyway, like Ger, Nifs Machilos Adam is enough to be matted to take off the Issa de Raisa. And Chometz B'Pesach, Hini, Nifs Machilos HaKelem. Not enough Nifs Machilos Adam. Same as by Tumas Eichlin, also an exception to the rule. We said many times there are four categories of things that are Mekabel Tumah, or the Mekelem Ochem HaMashkin. Whatever doesn't fit into the four categories is not Mekabel Tumah. So Eichlin is only Eichel HaShe Yochel, Mashka HaShe Yishaseh. Only Eichel that's Roi Lachilus Odom, and Mashka that's Roi Lachilus Odom. If it's not Roy Lachilos Adam, it's not Mekabel Tumah. But if it started off as Eichel, HaPashi Ipsha, it started off as delicious Pas. But then it got stale and it's moldy. It's all moldy, it's all spoiled. It used to be, it started off, it was Roy Lachidus Adam, and now it's only Roy Lachidus Hakelev. So it retains the shame Oichel Benegeh to Tumas Oichel. What does that mean? What do you mean it retains the shame Oichel? So that's a Machloikas, the Rambam and the Ravid, where do they tell you where this is? Apas, what's the letter? Hey? Here in Tumas Oichel, Perek Beis in Tumas Oichel, Aloch Yutes, there's a Machloikas, the Rambam and the Ravid. What's the din over here? So the Rambam says like this, if you have food that was Oichel Mamashkin, there are four different things on the Kabbal Tumah. Or the Mekelem Ochlam Amashkim. The Ochlam Amashkim, you don't say food. Oichel is Mekabbal Tumah only if it had Heksher, if it was rinsed off. Mashke is Mekabbal Tumah even if it didn't have any Heksher. You can't say the Mashke is Machsher itself. That's according to many Rishonim, orange juice is Mekabbal Tumah, but orange juice is not Machsher Mekabbal Tumah. Only the Zayin Mashkim, Yad Shoch Adam, the Zayin Mashkim are Machsher Mekabbal Tumah. So you can't say that orange juice is Machsher itself. It's not from the Zayin Mashkin. And nonetheless, half of the Rishonim hold that it's Mekabel Tumim and Atera. So it's a basic difference between Oichel and Mashkin, two different things. So the... So the Rambam understood if he had something that was Roy Lachilas Odom, Oichel Asher Yochel, Mashkin Asher Yishos B'chol Kli, that Oichel that was Roy Lachilas Odom, and it was Mekabel Tumah when it's still Roy Lachilas Adam. And then it became Nifsa Lachilas Adam, but it's still Roy Lachilas Akelev. So it still retains the Tumah. Still retains the Tumah. Let's say if you had a Kli, it was Mekabel Tumah, and then the Kli smashes. And the way the Kli is now, in a smashed state, it says in the Chumash, Kli Cheres is Yishover. Why do you have to smash the Kli Cheres? Because it has no Tarab and Mikvah, so the only way to be Metarid is by smashing it. You can take a Kli Eitz, you can take a Kli Matechus also and smash it. But why should you be crazy? Why should you smash it? Be tovel it in the mikveh. But that was the story we told about the Gemara says what was his name? Shlom Tzion Amalka. Shlom Tzion Amalka wanted to make a party and all the kelim became tamei, and if she would be tovel the kelim, you would need Harav Shemesh, and she didn't want to wait till Harav Shemesh. She had them smash all the kelim, and then solder them back together again. So in Atorah, if you smash silver, golden kelim, also it's mitar. It's not only a din in Kli Cheres, but the other kelim. Usually, why should you be meshuga? Why should you smash it? Just be tovel in the mikveh. But if you smash it, it's also mitar. So why is it mitar? Because if you have a smashed kli, it's not a kli. So it's not mekabel tumah now. So whatever is not mekabel tumah can't retain tumah either. But by Oichel Mamashkin, we don't say like that. The Rambam writes, if you have Oichel that started off, Roy Lachilos started, then it became Hifsid, Hisriach, it got spoiled, Hivish, and now it's only Roy Lachilos Akeler, and then the Adam Tommy touches it, so the Rambam says, not Mekabel Tumah. Michael Behem is not Mekabel Tumah. It's only Mekabel Tumah if it's Roy Lachilos Adam. But once it was Mekabel Tumah, so it retains the tumah, even though it's nifsam achilas ha'odam, as long as it's still roi lachilas ha'kelim. That's how the Rambam holds. And the Ravid is masing on the Rambam. He has a whole attack. He says, the teachers of the Rambam taught him incorrectly, and he misread everything, and he misunderstood everything. And the Ravid says, no, the din is, if the thing was once roi lachilas ha'odam, even if it's nifsam achilas ha'odam, before it's mekabel tumah, but it's still roi lachilas ha'kelim, it's Mekabel Tumah now. It retains the shame Oichel. It's Mekabel Tumah now. He holds that it cannot be what the Rambam said. That only if it was Nitma before, if it was Nitma when it's still Roy Lachilas Adam, and then it becomes Nifsal. So if it can't be Mekabel Tumah now, it shouldn't be able to retain the Tumah now. The fact that it can retain Tumah is an indication that's Mekabel Tumah now. That's how the Rabbi holds. The Rambam holds no. By Shviras HaKelim, if you have a Kli that's Nishbar, so the reason why it's Metaher, it can't retain Tumah because it can't be Mekabel Tumah now. Whatever can't be Mekabel Tumah can't retain Tumah. But by Oichel Mamashkin, the Rambam holds that it's not the same. If the Oichel and the Mashkin was once Roy Lachila Sodom, and Nifsa Lachila Sodom is still Roy Lachila HaKelim, before it's Mekabel Tumah, then it's not Mekabel Tumah now. But if it was Nitma before it was Nifsal, and then it becomes Nifsa Machilos Adam, still Rai Lachis HaKelev. That is enough to retain the Tumah. machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid on the level of the Raisa, how to understand this din. So Nachamol, so and the Raisa puts the two together. A pasha ipsha. If it's nifsa machilos adam, it's still roilach is hakelev, retains a din of tuma, according to the Rambam. If it was nitma before, retains the tuma. According to the Ravid, retains the ability to be mekabel tuma. And the Braisa puts it together with the din of Chametz B'Pesach. The Chametz B'Pesach also you need Nifsam Achilas Akelah. So where do you need Nifsam Achilas Akelah? So the Ravid has this Chiddush, the first Ravid on the Ramam, Hilchas Chametz Amatzah, Halacha Gimel, I think. First Ravid says, even though the Gemara says Chametz and Sor are the same, the Silva and B'Sham had the Machlokes by Bayura by Matzah, he says Chametz and Sor are the same. The Rambam writes, Chametz and Sor, the same dinim. But the Rambam says, that's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says, they're both shiurim bekazayis for Bal Yerod by Matz, but they're not the same dinim. And he says, the Beferish is not the same. He says, Chametz, in order to avoid violation of Bal Yerod by Matz, it has to be nifsam me'achilos hakelev. So, or it doesn't even help if it's nifsam me'achilos hakelev. Because as long as it's still roi l'chametz, isif sacheres, so it retains the shem echel. So where does this whole idea come from? That Chametz B'Pesach, even Nifsim Achilus HaKelah, even Nifsim Achilus HaAdam is still Osir up until the point of Nifsim Achilus HaKelah. We usually learn that it's based on the Pasuk of Sa'or. That Sa'or is Nifsim Achilus HaAdam. But since it's Rei L'Chametz, Isis Acher, it retains Hashem Eichel up until the point of Nifsim Achilus HaKelah. But the Rabbi holds that it's not true. The Rabbi holds that Sa'or, Rei L'Chametz, Isis Acher, even if this machilus hakelav, it still retains the din of oichal, because roi lachametz isacheres, so it retains the shem oichal. So when does it help nifsam machilus hakelav? Only achametz. So why do you need achametz? Why shouldn't you need nifsam machilus hakelav? Why shouldn't it be enough for nifsam machilus haodom? The Chazon Ish paskens against the Ravid. Chazon Ish writes, let's say you have. Let's say you have cookies, you have cake or cookies, and it's all moldy, it's all nifsam achilas adam, but it's real achilas hakelav. But it's all baked, so there are no live microorganisms there. So it's not real achametz isis acheres. Raw dough is real achametz isis acheres. But if it's baked, then it's not real achametz isis acheres. So the Chazon Ish says, most of the chametz is not real achametz isis acheres. Most of the chametz is not sa'or, not real. So once it's nifs machilas adam, it's already mutter. The only time you need nifs machilas hakelav is if it's roi lachametz isacheres, then you need nifs machilas hakelav. Once it's machilas hakelav, you can't say, but it's oimed to serve as an ingredient and therefore it should retain the shem baruch. No, but it's not roi even lachametz hakelav now. It's not roi lachametz hakelav. You can't give it, you can't say it retains the shem baruch. Chazon Ish has a short paragraph. He thinks that we paskan la'alocha against that raven. But this, the Prima Godin points out in his Psicha Tilchas Pesach, he points out this Gemara, that the Gemara says that for Chometz, the Pesach, you need, it should be Nifsam Achilos HaKelav. And there's Machlek Zerushainim. What is it based on? Machlek Zerushainim, what is it based on? So some Rishonim say, that it applies, many Mishnayim say, we usually assume, the Chazon Ish, the Chiddush, many assume, even by Chometz, not only by Sor, even by Chometz, they need Nifsam Achilos HaKelav. Why? Why? Where does it come from? Midrabbanan? What is Midrabbanan? Very unclear. Rav Chaim Oizer wrote in his Tshuva that the Chiddush that the Pasuk says by Sa'or, that despite that Gemara in the first parak and Beitza, before the Tosefta, that Sa'or is not Roi L'Achila, but it retains Hashem Echa because it's Roi L'Chametz Yisacheres. So he claims that this is not a unique din in Hilchas Pesach, it's a din in Kol HaTarkun, and he brought the Raya from the Gemara of Zeb Zagar. Sa'or Shel Truma. Sa'or Shel Truma should be Nifsam Achila, should be Nevei L'Shein Evoi L'Agir. So the answer is because it's sa'or, it's raw dough, and it's oimid l'chametz isis acheres, so therefore retains the shem oichel. So according to Rav Chaim Oizer, it sounds a little bit like that Chazon Ish. That's nothing different by Pesach. Nothing unique about Pesach. It's the same dinim and kol ha'tar kulam. That whatever is roi l'chametz is zacheres, retains the shem ochel up until the point on this amachilas hakelim. It's not roi l'chametz is zacheres. That's the same din as nevela shen roi l'ager. Nifs amachilas adam is mutam and ha'tar.
Can you say like the tosis of him with days? That it's only if it's kilkel?
That what?
He's Tosa says something else, that by turning food into a clay. Is it a machlokas, whether it's misakin or only the kalkal?
Yeah, that's it. That's unrelated to this. That's a different thing. It's a different thing. That's a Gemara in Shabbos on the afternoon base, Tosa goes. Let's say I shecht an animal, or an animal dies, whatever, and I remove the hide. And so what am I going to do with the skin? I'm going to make shoes. I'm going to make leather shoes. I'm going to make a leather book cover or something. So I didn't make it yet. It's not a kli yet. What if I plan to use the hide the way it is now as a mat on the grass to have a picnic on top? So if I plan to use it as a mat, then I have the Mishnah kol hakelim yored m'lidei tuma b'machshove. If I have machshove to use it the way it is now, it already has the same kli. If I don't plan to use it the way it is now, I'm gonna make it fancier. I'm gonna put designs on. So then it's not kli maase. The pasuk says if it's a kli maase, if it's zaymet pehishtamshus. But if you plan kol hakelim yoredim leitumim machshav, if I plan to use the hide the way it is now as a mat on the grass for a picnic, then it's mekabel. So there, that's a machlekes hatanaim. What if I have this mat, which is roi l'kabel tuma, because it's a kli, and then I decide I'm going to make shoes out of it. So the din is ein olam mitumasan oyday shina maisa. Let's say I have the mat, and I decide I want to make gloves out of it. I want to make shoes. So you have to take a knife and start cutting it, so it no longer has the status of a mat, and it doesn't yet have the status of the shoes. So it's neither here nor there. It's no longer a mat. And it's not yet the shoes or the gloves, so therefore it's oilam mitumasam ayidei shini maisa. So that's if I took a knife or a scissors and I started to cut the mat, and I can't use it as a mat anymore. What if I made a shini maisa, not lekalkel? I didn't ruin the mat. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. When is it oilam mitumasam? The Rabbanan Tzavikol came by the Mitumos and Bishina Maisa. If you do a Maisa to demonstrate that you want to make a different kli out of it, you didn't do it yet, so it's no longer a mat and it's not yet the new thing, so it's already not Mekabel Tum. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees that Shina Maisa has to be Lekalkel. You have to cut it so it's no longer fit to be used as a mat. But if you made a different Shina Maisa to convert it from one kli to the other, and you didn't. You can theoretically can still use it as the first kli. So that's a machlokes habiyud in the rabbanim. Why Tosis quotes it here is very questionable. What does it have to do with our gemara? That's what the marshal is not too sure. Marshal and the marshal, they're not too sure exactly what is Tosis driving at. What do they want here? But it's a din. It's a din. It's a din.
If you're applying it to Ochlan, which is what Tosis is trying to do now.
Okay.
So can you say that it's a broader din by Ochlin, not just by Tumah?
What do you mean a broader din, not just by Tumah? I mean by Chametz B'Pesach.
Yeah, by Chametz B'Pesach, that it's only Yotzei Mei Toras Ochel if it's the Kalkal.
Okay, according to that
Tan. So if you have chametz, that's still some sort of ingredient. It's misake, not.
Okay, the main kupasar sheyichta liyeshiva. I did. I can still. It's still edible now. It's still edible now. I didn't make a nifsa machila. So Tosis is saying that would depend on that machlekes satanaim whether it cancels the din of tuma. Yeah.
Can you say the ingredients are the same? I mean, if your ingredient, you're not destroying, you're not making a nifsa machila. You're just turning it into some other achila. Really?
Yeah.
Because it's misake and it's a.
I mean, I took an oichel that's edible and I converted it into and changed it to become an ingredient. And it's still edible. It's still edible. You see, by the sor, it's not edible. Sor is not roi l'achila. I don't know. Yeah, the Gemara here has a din The Gemara says it's a machlekes hatanaim kupasur sheyichdeh liyeshiva. The first white line on memhei and mebeis, the Gemara is quoting a brisa. So it's the Gemara points out it's a machlekes hatanaim shem and alos says b'teila. There are four things that are makabel tumah. Ad mikelim ochlim amashkan. So ochlim is one thing. And kelim is a different thing. The dinim are different. Other mekelim are on mekabel tumah from an av hatumah or above. Avi avos, let's say a dead body is avi avos hatumah. Someone went to a funeral, so he becomes an av hatumah. Wherever the tumah is transmitted, it goes down a madrega. So the mace is avi avos hatumah, and someone who attended the funeral is an av hatumah. So other mekelim can only be mekabel tumah from an av or above. Ochlim amashkim can be mekabel tumah from an av. They can be mekabel tumah from avi avos, but they won't become an av. Ochlim amashkin cannot become an av hatumah. That's the Gemara at the end, the last daf in Erevin. Kol davar shein lo tara b'mikveh ina nasa av hatumah. Ochlim amashkin have no tara b'mikveh. Water has tara b'mikveh, but Rashi said that's not midin tara, that's midin zriya. It's a different din. So ochlim amashkin have no tara b'mikveh, so they can never become an av hatumah. Even if someone dies in the room and there's Ochlam HaMashkim, the people in the room become an Av HaTumah. The Ochlam HaMashkim become a Rish in the Tumah. So the Tumah goes down two steps. The Mace is Avi Avos HaTumah. And usually if the Tumah is transmitted from the Mace to the Mekelim, they'll become an Av HaTumah. And then they'll transmit it to something else, make it into a... They'll transmit it to Ochlam HaMashkim, make it into a Rish in the Tumah. But if you have Ochlam HaMashkim in the Cheder HaMace, so the Tumah goes down two Madregas. The Mace is Avi Avos, and the Ochlam HaMashkim will become a Rishon. They won't become an Av HaTumah. That's the Gemara in the end of there. And Kol Dovah She'en L'Tar B'Mikveh Ina Nasa Av HaTumah. So these are different dinim. Ochel is one din of Kabbalah HaTumah, and Ochel needs Hechsher, and Mashkim does need Hechsher, and Kelim does need Hechsher. They're different dinim. So if you have Ochel, let's say, was in the Kabbalah, so you learn out from that Pasuk that Ochel and Kelim are two different dinim. So let's say you make a kli out of an oichel. So do you say it's both, and it's still edible. The food is still edible, but it happens that it's also a kli. So do you say that it's both an oichel and a kli? Or do you say, no, it's a tart that it's us? So that's Reb Shim, that's a machleg, Reb Shim ben Elazar. And the Chacham, Reb Shim ben Elazar says, if you have a kupa sor sheyichde liyeshiva, and Tosis says, afal pi she roi lachila, it's still roi lachila. It's still roi lachila, but nonetheless, b'teilo. Once you made it into a kli, so it's no longer called an oichel. It doesn't have the din of, it doesn't have the, so there won't be any din of bayura bayimotzin. You won't have a din of bayura bayimotzin. If you eat it, so then it's no longer yichdel yeshiva. You can eat it, so you're demonstrating you made it back into an oichel. But if you don't eat it, the shayla bayura bayimotzin, so that's what Rav Shimon Elazar says. It can't be both an oichel and a kli at the same time. So once you designate it as a kli, yichdel yeshiva, so it's paka the din oichel. And then the Gemara says, midomer, the first white line on Mem Heim and Beis midomer, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, b'teila, and he's disagreeing with the Tanakama. Tanakama says a different din. V'chalal Tanakama sa'av aloi b'teila. Tanakama holds that even though you made it into a kli, it still retains the shame oichel. It's not, you don't say it's a tart of the sasri. Once it's made it into a kli. That's a shayla. What about the play dough? They take flour and water and they mix it together and they make dough. And then it's real chametz. And then they put in a lot of color. They put in a lot of coloring. And they put in a lot of stuff that the children shouldn't eat it. They're not going to die. They're not going to get sick if they eat the play dough. But it doesn't taste good. So the shaila is, but they take regular chametz, flour with water, and make it into dough. And then they put in all this stuff. So, is there a din about Yerah Bayimotze on that? Kupa sor sheyichde liyeshiva, I made it into a kli. Here it's still dough. Here it's called play dough. It's still considered dough. So that's a question. But I made it into something other than oichel. Is the vort... We pass on like Reb Shimon ben Elazar in principle. We don't fully pass them. Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds that it's enough yichda liyeshiva. Gemara has two versions. Do we really pass on halachic Reb Shimon ben Elazar or not really? So we say no, only toch panel betit. Toch en loy toch lo. You have to do a maisa. Yichda liyeshiva is not enough. You have to do a maisa to talk panel betit to demonstrate that it's no longer an eichel. So here by the play dough, they do maisim to demonstrate that it should no longer be oimid lachila. They put in the coloring, they put in other things that it shouldn't taste good. So does that take off the din of oichel on the thing? Does that take off the din of oichel? If they would have made it into a kli, that's a din of yichdel yeshiva. Kli and an oichel atata. They didn't make it into a kli. They made it into a non-oichel. But they didn't make it into, posit it into another kli. What is Tosis' quote from Chulin? This Tosis on Memhem and Beis quotes of Gemara Chulin. I have vegetables that grow from the ground. They're roi lachilas adam, tasty vegetables. So they're mekabel tuma. Let's say they were mekabel tuma. Then I take the vegetables and I use them to put it as a roof on a hut, not the sukkahs on yontif sukkahs. He has a sukkah. So he put not on yontif because it's mekabel tuma. Mekabel tuma is pasul peschach. Has to be gedul lekarka, toldish and dovashen mekabel tuma. So let's say I put Zeroyim, the Zeroyim already mekabel tuma. So the Gemara says, if I convert it and it becomes a chelik of a building, then it says toharu. It no longer has the tumas oichlim that it had before. Tumas oichlim disappears because it's no longer called the oichel. Just like if you do shvira sakelim, so the tuma disappears, because if it's not a kli, not only can it be mekabel tuma, it can't be tain tuma either. See, here also, if the thing is bottled the shem eichel, it's pocket the shem eichel from it, so it can't be tain tuma. So it's toharu. But now it has a tuma b'toiras oil ameis. Let's say there's a mace in the room, so there's a din of tumas oil ameis. So the Gemara originally thought that the din that the I converted the zroim. I converted it into oil ameis, into a house, into a ohel. It has to be, it's only midirabbanim. Then the Gemara says, no, why should you say it's only midirabbanim? Maybe it's midatorah. That's the sug yoga there. So you see, in the Gemara there, in Chulan Daf Kuf Chof Tes, has quite a few examples like that. I took something that originally started off as an oichel here, I took kupas, this is also there in Chulan, kupas chol sheyichdel yeshiva. I took oichel and I converted it into a kli. Or I took oichel, zroim, and I converted it into a roof of a building. Gemara has a few cases like that. Yeah, you convert it into something else, and then it's no longer called an oichel. But what if you converted the dough into play dough? So it's still dough. Still dough. So that's a shan. Does that take off the din? Does that take off the din about your rod, by your matzeh? Because it's not oichel like it was before. It's a toy now. Or do you have to convert it into something else? The oichel has to be converted into a kli. And oichel and kli are two different things. Or oichel and ohel are two different things. All the examples in the Gemara, convert it into something else. Not that it's, I was miyachedit no longer to be an oichel. I was miyachedit to be something else. It's not too clear. Not too clear in the Gemara. Yeah, so let's see again. So what's the din? Is there a din of chatzi shir ba'bal yorod by matzah? So we said the tzlach in the beginning of on the first Mishnah in Beitzah thinks that if there's a machlekes b'sham and b'sil, what's the shir for ba'al yorod by matzah, by chometz? Is it kazayis or is it koseves? So he thinks that it must be the chatzi shir osman atar doesn't apply. It only applies when it's chozel it's tarufe. If you're eating macholos asuris al chatzi shir, if you eat another chatzi shir tokte achilos pras, it'll come out igloi muslim afreya, that the chatzi shir that you ate before is part of a big aveira. But over here, ba'al yorod, if you have a chatzi shir and then you have another chatzi shir later, it'll be mikan al habod, it'll be ba'al yorod. Won't make it into ba'al yorod al afreya. So he thinks that's not called chozel it's tarufa. One can argue, chozel it's tarufa doesn't necessarily mean it'll be glon milson amafra. It means if you would have had enough of it, it would have been an avera gemura. So if you have less of it, that's called chozel it's tarufa. It doesn't necessarily have to be the way the Shagasariya said. That's a shayla. Would you say chazin is terufei? Let's say you're gonna eat a chatzis shir the last minute of Yom Kippur, and he's gonna eat the chatzis shir in such a way that it's not shaykh to be chazin is terufei. It never happens. Well, how is it shaykh? What do you mean the last second? Someone knows when it's the last second. There's a whole day nashmash is there. So that's a question. Would you say that that's not chazir it's taruf because of mitzias? It's impossible. But he's saying, no, theoretically, chatzishir is always chazir it's taruf. It doesn't necessarily have to mean the koel mamish. If I would eat another little bit, that would be mitzarek with the tuk dachilus pras, come out the aver began from before, that's chazir it's taruf. You don't necessarily have to learn that like the Shagasariya, he said. Kelana just means conceptually. The idea is that Chatz Shir has to be an Issa, because otherwise, if you have a full Shir, why should it be an Issa? Anyway, so this is the Mishnah. So what is it? What are we talking about here? You have an Areva. Areva is a container where you mix flour with water and you make dough and you make cake and cookies there. And you have some of the dough get stuck in the holes, in the cracks or in the holes in the areva. So do we say it blends in to be part? Some balabasa just don't wash out their pots well. So when they finish serving meat, so they have chicken and meat and potatoes still stuck on the pot. So that we're not talking about such case. We're talking about when the botzik and the sitka areva, as the Gemara said, they're serving a purpose. It's holding together the pot. The Gemara has two versions how to read the Mishnah, and the Pashtus, the Lishna Kam and the Lishna Basra, the Gemara calls it, and it's a major difference between the two. What are the two differences between the two versions? What if you have Yosa Mikazayis Botzik B'mokam Echad, but it's holding, let's say this Areva has, you pour in flour, then you pour in water, and you mix it together. Let's say the Areva has holes on the bottom. So holes on the bottom, so the flour is going to fall through and the water is going to fall through. So he has dough that's stuck in the hole, so that's going to prevent the flour and the water from falling through. So mamish, the dough that he put on the bottom is holding together the kli. I need it there. He really should have put some plastic there. He should have put something else there, but he temporarily put the botzek. So those are two lashanis in the Gemara. L'chumra l'kula. What if you have a kazayis b'mokam echad, but it's holding together the whole kli? And without that, everything would fall. Some of the stuff would fall through. So do you say even a kazayis is botla or not? And another nafkamina between the lishna kam and the lishna basra is: what if you have less than a kazayis b'mokam echad, but it's not serving any purpose whatsoever? It doesn't serve any purpose whatsoever. So that seems to be two lashonis. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was both a Talmud of Rav and a Talmud of Shmuel. So one third of the time he quotes Rav, one third of the time he quotes Shmuel, one third of the time he says his own chidush. Yeah.
Shouldn't this be the makar for Plato? Because this is really that idea that it's not being used to make a kli, but it has another purpose here.
But here it's part of the kli. Here it's blending in to be part of the kli, though. But the Plato doesn't even, it remains though. It doesn't even become part of it. It becomes a toy. But here it becomes part of the kli. I think this case is better than the play though. Yeah. So the Gemara seems to have two lashonos. So the Gemara says, and there are two braises. One braise seems to read, the Gemara says, Tanya Kalishna Kaman, Tanya Kalishna Basra. The Gemara has seven lines with the bottom. Tanya Kalishna Kama, Tanya Kalishna Basra. The Gemara quotes the two brises. So it's a steer between the two brises. So the Gemara says, Amar Avuna here, the fourth line from the top of Memhe in the base. Amar Avuna, the one brise with the one version is just a mistake. Sami Kilsami Kama Chamrit, to cross out the brise and the version of Amar Avuna Mishmuel, that's Mekel, is just incorrect. You have to be Machmer, you can't be Mekel. That if you have a Kazayis ben Mokam Echad, it's no good, even though it's mamish on the bottom of the areva, and you need that kazayis of dough to make sure that nothing falls through. The water shouldn't fall through and the flour shouldn't fall through. We're machmer on that, and then we're machmer also that that if you have a chatzi zayis of dough that's not serving any purpose whatsoever, that's not right. What do you mean that's not right? So there's a value by motzei on a chatzi zayis. So that's what Tosis picks on Rashi, the Tosis on Amar Aleph, that shayach lamed beis pirsha kuntri shlom makom nisha over the pochus nikah zayis. Does it really? That's a question. The Tzlach claims and the first daf and the first Mishnah basically that there's no dinum chatzi shira asman atayrah by no dinum chatzi shira by bal yirah by mas only by achila. The Chachman Tzvi has a famous tshuva that all the poskim call the chatzi shira asman atayrah only applies to inyone achila because the mocker in Chumash the Gemara says it boy same mikroy boy same svar. What led Rabbi Yochanan to say chatzi shira asman atayrah? So one version is it's a svara chazil it's tarufe whatever that means. We said that Shaksari has one shot, then we said you can learn differently. And he boy say makrua, maybe it's based on the pasuk. The pasuk says kol chelav lo sa chelav. You're not allowed to eat any chelav. So the word kol can mean kol do. Kol do means even less than the kazayis. Kol chelav lo sa chelav. So the Chachan Tzvi has a famous truly. He claims that it's based on he boy say makrua. It's based on the pasuk kol chelav lo sa chelav. So it only applies to midi da chelav. It shouldn't apply to Melech and Shabbos. Let's say each Melech and Shabbos has a shiur. Most of the Melech and Shabbos have a minimum shiur. So let's say the person will do borer or will do tochen pochus mikashir. So will that be a chatzi shiur asman hater? So the Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva. He thinks that it only applies to midi d'achila and wouldn't apply to Hilchas Shabbos. So all of the achrayim point out the Mishlan Melech has this. There's a Rashi in Shabbos on Daf Ayin Daleh, but Rashi says beferish that if you do tochen less than a shir on Shabbos, you do borer less than a shir on Shabbos. The Rashi sounds like he's saying chatzi shir asman atayrah. It is an isa deraisa, it's not like the Chacham Tzvi. It's a difficult svara. What the Chacham Tzvi said it should only be by midi d'achila. The Shagasaye is saying a different svara over here that you don't say chatzi shir asman atayrah bal yirah by matzi. He's claiming that chodzi this tarufa means after you have the next chatzishir, it'll turn out igloi milsonam afreya. The aver began from the time you started with the first chatzishir. But he's not saying that it only applies to midi d'achila. If you would have other cases where it turned out to be an aver l'mafreya, it would also agree that you would say chatzishir asman atayrah. So again, so the Gemara had two versions here, and there are two brises that seem to disagree with each other. And Rav Huna says you have to cross out the kula version, you have to say the chumer. Rabbi Yosef says, what are you crossing out? Tanoi shaktas me'almo. What do you mean? He's throwing out a brisa because it's a steer between the two brises. You've got to make up your mind, which is the correct one. So he said, this one is more accurate. He says, Tanoi, it's a machlokes hatanoim. What's a machlokes hatanoim? So he quotes a machlokes hatanoim. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer is the one who says, B'teilo, kupaso sheyichda li'yeshiva, and that whole gemar chulan daf kuf chavtes, is roim. Toharu no longer has the Tumah Seichlin, but now it has a din of a bias. You convert it just by being biyachided as he. Hashem allows all the yiranim and he tough pana betit. So that's a shayla. Maybe we should pass him. Do need tough pana betit. Okay, well, that's the maska. And alachik Hashem allows we pass him like Hashem allows, but not 100%. We pass him. You only say Hashem allows idea if it's tough pana betit. If you did something to demonstrate that you're converting it. The Nachum also, so Rav Yosef claims that the Rav Huna is wrong. You can't just cross out one braisa. It's a legitimate machlokes hatanoim, machlokes Rav Shimon Elozer and Chachamim. You have a kupa sod that has more than a kazayis, and I converted it, I was miyachidit to serve as a kli, yichta liyeshiva. So that, and over here also, you have more than a kazayis, and it's serving as part of the kli, batzik shebesitka reva. So that'll be a machlokes hatanoim. You have Yosef b'kazayis, and you're miyachidit to be part of a kli. Does it convert or not? So Amalei Abaye, so Abaye was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef, and he often disagreed with the Rebbe. He very often disagrees with the Rebbe. So here he also disagrees. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye Tainus to Rabbi Yosef. You explained here the third white line. Tarsis, you farenfed. Because there's a Tanya Kavasa Delishna Kama, Tanya Kavasa Delishna Basra, and sounds like it's a machlokes between the brises. Rabbi Yosef said, yeah, that's a legitimate machlokes, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer and the Tan Kama. But there was another steer between the two. whether pachas mikazayas a butzik, which is not serving a function at all, is there an isa by matzah? It's just stuck to the kli. What is? Where do you have that machlokes? Where is that machlokes atanoi? So Abayi says he doesn't think there's any machlokes at all. He says there are three different places. It depends where. The butzik, pachas because I said doesn't serve any purpose whatsoever. He can't say it's bottle lag of the kli. Just because a chatzishe is not bottle lag of the kli. It has to serve a purpose. But if it serves a purpose on the walls, so it's also good. It doesn't have to serve the purpose on the bottom, but if it serves the purpose on the walls, that that stuff shouldn't fall out through the side, is also good. So getting back again, what Tosfos understood in Rashi, Pirush HaKuntres, and they say that Rashi seems to hold that there's Balyura by Matzah on less than a Gazayas. Tosfos is not happy with that. It doesn't really say it in Rashi. The Pashtus is, whenever the Batzik is not Batel, Agav the Kli, then it'll be subject to Balyura by Matzah. If you have another half of Gazayas somewhere, you have another half of Gazayas in the same room or another room, that'll be Mitzdarf with this, and you have a Gazayas. It doesn't necessarily mean against the Shagasariya. Maybe the Olam Rashi agrees with the Shagasari that there's no Bal Yirah, there's no Chatzishir Asman HaTorah on Bal Yirah by Matzeh, but Chatzizai is Batzik, is Mitzdarf, if you have another cookie that's less than a Kazayis, it adds up to a Kazayis. Maybe that's what Rashi means. I don't know what Tosfos got so excited about Rashi. I didn't think that it was necessarily what Rashi meant. So then the Gemara seems to say, you only violate by Rabbi Matzah if you have a kazayis. So what if you have a half a kazayis in one room, half a kazayis upstairs? You only violate by Rabbi Matzah if it's shayach that they may be joining each other. So that's the shayla. What if you have chatzis zayis babayis, chatzis zayis ba'aliyah? Is it mitzdarif or not? Is there a possibility that it's going to fall down? Boy, the Marav in there, so they had a shot that Bais Vali Yamal, the Adem and Snarf. And in Tintzilam, that not, how can it be the Chatzizais upstairs is going to join the Chatzizais downstairs? What's it been? Bais Vach Sedra Mal, what about Shnei Batim Zalifnim Zem Mal? Adem and Snarf from Anat. But the Pashtus in the Gemara, that there's no Bal Yerah by Matzah, the Pashup Shat in the Gemara, there's no Bal Yerah by Matzah unless you have a Kazayas. That's the Mishnah, the opening Mishnah in Beitzah. That Bisil and Bisham will be passed like Bisil. You have to have a Kazayis in order to violate by your Rabbi Yimotzin.
Is that
Chazir
Mitztarif?
Not Chazir, it is Mitztarif now. Right now. If I have a half a Kazayis in one room, half a Kazayis in another room, by Rabbi Matzah, you don't have to be doing anything. You just own it. It's in your possession. So the Gemara says, it's only Mitztarif Yachai. If there's a likelihood that the two may join together. So if one is Babayis, one is Baliyah, so that's more unlikely. If they're both in the same room on two different tables, they're more likely. Cheder lefnimi cheder, a little less likely than two half kezesim in the same room. So one is not sure what degree of likelihood do you require that the two half kezesim should join together to say that it's been starf yachan to be a violation in Baliyah. But the Poshim Shanimah, you only violate by your by Matzah if you have a Shir Shalom. If you have less than a Kazayis, it sounds like there's no, you don't say Chatzis Shir Asmanatar. That's a simple reading of the whole Gemara. When you take the hide of the animal and you convert it into leather, or you convert it into parchment, so you soak it in a vat with chemicals, and so what if you have part of the soup that you put it in is going to be flour with water with more chemicals, so the flour with the water is going to turn into chametz, but you have other chemicals and you have the smell, the taste and the smell of the hide, which is going to possibly make a nifs machilo. So the Gemara said this is all quoted in Shulchan Aruch. A lot of times they make glue by taking flour and water and mixing it together, and you paste together two pages. So when they used to bind the books, when they used to bind svarim, so they used to make this chumzdika paste all year long. But then you smear it on the paper, and you have the two papers touching each other. So even if you have a little bit of the paste is sticking out, but it blended in to be part of the book. It's no longer considered oichel. It's a book. So the Gemara says over here, if you have the hide is soaking, if the hide is soaking in the container for more than 3 days, even though if you have the flour in the water, if you have flour in the water, you didn't put the hide in yet. If you put in the hide, even if it's afilu shachas, even if you just put in the flour with the water and the hide, so it's already it's no longer chametz. It doesn't have the din of chametz anymore. But even if you didn't put the hide in, but you put the flour and the water into this pot, and it's soaking for 3 days, that's already going to be not roi l'achila, because it picks up the smell and the taste, because this container, this vat, is always miyuchet for soaking hides. So they apply this to the paste and the glue in the svar. Years ago, they used to make starch. They used to starch collars on the shirt. So sometimes, I remember when I was a little boy, that you would have a chunk of starch on the shirt. Starch is edible. Starch would be chametz and it would be edible. Now I haven't seen it in many years. They don't use that kind of starch anymore. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Tomorrow is a special celebration of the day. So there are different shiurim in the morning. I'm scheduled to give a shiur, I think, in the lounge downstairs, 11 to 12. Then it's supposed to be a Siddur Sadoya from 12 to 1. And then after 1, probably 1:15 or so. But in that, I'll give a shiur probably in this room. Probably on in Yoni Eretz Yisrael. Okay. A shiur in the morning at 11 to 12 will also be on in Yoni Eretz Yisrael. So maybe I'll continue in the afternoon.
The fact that lesson of Kazayas can be subject to diagram.